Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
All this has happened before.
Hey kids, Townsend Coleman here, the voice of Michelangelo from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Tom Kane, this is the voice of Yoda on Star Wars.
Hey yo, it's Wopat, and a big yee-haw to you all. I used to be Luke Duke.
Hi, my name is Oli Shoshan. I play Jedi Master Shakti.
Hi, Butch Patrick here, Eddie Munster.
Hi, this is Jim.
Hi, this is Bill Farmer. You're listening to the Neverland Podcast.
Welcome to Neverland, to Disney and beyond.
And it will all happen again.
And now your head lost boy, the Spider-Pan.
Walk on the eyes, it is Pan.
Jeremy.
Take your pixie out of your pockets, Neverlanders. Sprinkle some of that pixie dust around. Think up your happiest thought. And let's take flight to Neverland again. Who am I? Well, I'm your head Lost Boy, Jeremy. You can call me Spider-Pan because all of us Lost Boys have a nickname. In fact, hey, look, Eric is back. I know you've all missed him. Hi, Eric.
Hey there. How's it going?
And of course, we just call him Lost Boy Eric. But of course, you have a nickname as well. Was it Retlaw or did somebody else get Retlaw?
Oh, no, it's Retlaw.
It's Retlaw. Awesome. So, yes, Lost Boy Retlaw Eric is back. We haven't talked to you in... I don't even know how long it's been. It's been really a long time, though.
It's been a while. Life has been really crazy. Then all of a sudden, it kind of came to a halt.
Yeah. Life is like a hurricane, and then suddenly it's not. I don't know.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this. It has been a great opportunity for me to break out some old board games and introduce my kids to some classics.
Yes, well, and you're locked in at home. That's a good thing. That, of course, I don't have any kids to play with. I just have my wife, and, well, she's fun to play with, too. But we haven't broke out any board games. But, you know, you had this great idea, and I think we've probably talked about doing this at some other point because I had gotten out a long time ago some Star Wars trivia, and I had been using them in part of my education. And I was playing some Star Wars trivia with some people as part of a radio show I was doing at my university. And so you brought up the idea like, hey, you know what? We should play some Disney trivia because you have a Disney Trivia Pursuit. And we thought it'd be fun to have some people to play with. And so we got a couple of guests with us. And so I'm sure everybody already is very, very familiar with the lovely and talented Tracy from Disney Indiana. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
And hopefully everybody is. If you're not familiar, you need to just go back a little bit because he met with us at Planet Comic Con. Has it been 2 years ago now? Well, it's been a long time ago. But the lovely and talented Mr. Adrian Ropp, known for, my gosh, all kinds of different artwork.
Howdy, howdy. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to play a little game of Trivial Pursuit. I can hardly say trivial. It's one of those trivial words that just don't come out of my mouth properly. I don't know if that was funny at all, but yeah. So basically what we've got going is Eric has a camera on the game board, which, I know we can see it, but I really can't read anything. But Eric is going to be playing game show host for us and will be reading questions for us. And we're going to play a quick round and he'll have to describe where we're at. But we're using Star Wars characters apparently for our tokens, which is awesome.
Yeah, I probably should explain. This is a Trivial Pursuit board game from 1985. In fact, it is the Disney Family Edition. Because it is so old and because it was so well used by my family, the only original pieces I still have are the board and the questions. All of the pie pieces, the wedges, all of those have somehow been lost to the ages. Wow. However... fortunately, we've been able to, press my Star Wars Trivial Pursuit game into assistance here. turns out there's been a few changes with Trivial Pursuit over the years. The main one that we're going to need to keep in mind is that the color brown is no longer a color that's used by Trivial Pursuit. It has been replaced by the color purple.
Really? Is Oprah Spielberg in the
film,
game?
Okay. But a color. So our pie pieces, instead of brown, are going to be purple. Now, this edition of Disney Trivial Pursuit, its categories are a little bit different than your normal, everyday Trivial Pursuit. You have the world of places, the world of music, the world of people, the world of fantasy, the world of science, and the world of leisure. We're showing everybody the card right now. Hopefully you can see it a little bit. The PLC is for places. M is for music. PPL is for people. F is for fantasy. S is for science. And L is for leisure.
I can't read. Oh, yep. Now I can start to see it. You have to be really close to the camera.
Yeah.
You'll be reminding us of these categories many times.
Yes, I'm sure. Please. I probably should have written them down, but I didn't.
Now, one other interesting thing about this set is there are gold cards, which are intended for more advanced interests. Now, this particular card, one of the questions is, what color gloves did Rick Springfield wear at the Live Aid concert?
Oh, wow. And what does that have to do with Disney?
And then there's the blue category, which are slightly easier. It's also got some interesting terminology. This one's music question is, what liver singing is heard in the Disney movie Pete's Dragon? It also asks questions about Fidel Castro. So it's going to be a unique round, I fear.
I think so.
All right, and no fair using Google just because we can't see you. We will hear you typing.
Mm-hmm. I thought the answer to that question was Fidel Castro.
Yes, Fidel Castro, well known for his women's liberation views.
And his singing voice.
So we are going to play with some amended rules. I know Trivial Pursuit can go on throughout the night. And, you know, we don't want to, you know, as interesting as some of these questions may be, you know, we know people's time is valuable. So what we'll be doing tonight is we'll give the person who rolls the opportunity to answer the question and win their pie piece. If that person cannot answer the question, we'll open it up to the other players and see if they can guess the answer to the question.
Okay.
They will in turn win their pie piece. Now, to end the game, you do need to end up back in the center section of the wheel, and you will then need to answer a question that has been chosen by the other two contestants, or at least the category for that question.
Ooh.
All right, so the rules clear. Are we all good to go?
Golly, I hope so.
All right.
Yep.
All right, well, we will. Oh, I think we need to determine who goes first, second, third.
Yeah, you mentioned something about we can do a dice roll somehow or another online, so...
Well, I was actually going to use my R2-D2 dice roller that I had with my Star Wars set. Unfortunately, he has a bad motivator.
Oh, no.
The batteries died.
Has he gone wandering off again?
He did. You know, that's going to get me in so much trouble. All right, but I can take the dice here, and I can roll it three times. So... we'll go ladies first, and this first roll will be for Tracy. A 2.
Aww.
Okay. Second roll will be for our guest, Adrian. A 2. These are not loaded.
Sure they're not.
You gave me loaded dice! He gave me loaded dice. Okay, and Jeremy got 1. All right, so it's a roll up. Between Tracy and Adrian. So here we go. Okay. Tracy is a 2. Adrian is a 5. Okay, so we will go Adrian, Tracy, Jeremy in that order. Adrian, has chosen the Dark Lord of the Sith to represent his Trivial Pursuit. Jeremy has Luke Skywalker. And Tracy has General Leia Organa.
It's all in the family!
And only one of them was not killed by, well, technically.
No, all, well, yeah, Vader survived the wrath of Kylo Ren.
Right.
And the other two, not so much.
Not so much.
Okay, so I will start off with the die roll here. Adrian, here we go. And we've got a 3. Adrian, which direction would you like to go?
Lower left.
Left, okay.
Yep.
All right, so 1, 2, 3. All right, that is a blue category. Blue is the world of places. And here is your question. And again, remember, these are from 1985. What's the only continent without a major desert?
Antarctica.
That would not be correct. Jeremy or Tracy, would you like to steal?
I'll try stealing and go with Europe.
That is correct.
Nice job.
Well done, yes.
Only right. Because you eliminated Antarctica.
Okay, so Tracy, you've already got a blue piece. And it is your turn to roll. Let's see what we've got. A 4. Which direction would you like to go?
Take me down to the pink. So directly, as I'm facing it, west. There we go. Okay. Correct.
All right, pink. All right, your question is music, or the world of music.
Mm-hmm.
What U.S. state provides the title of comedian Joe Piscopo's first LP?
I'm going to guess New Jersey.
That is correct.
All right, now I'm a little nervous.
You're sure this is an old set? Because Joe Piscopo is still very relevant.
Oh, yes.
In fact, he is?
Yes.
It's time for my annual Johnny Dangerously marathon.
I feel like I might be at a disadvantage because I am also the youngest person here. And so, you know, because technically I would have been 8 years old when this came out.
Oh, no. You guys can see the answers there.
We can't read it.
Don't worry about that. We can see a fuzzy cube.
Oh, there's not even a cube there. Wow. Okay, Jeremy, here's your roll. 6.
Woohoo! Okay, well, let me know what each category would be for whatever direction.
Okay. Well, and that takes you all the way down, I believe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, that will take you to each pie piece. So, again, blue is places, pink is music, yellow is people, F is fantasy. I'm sorry, I'm giving you the letters and not the colors. Blue is places, pink is music, yellow is people, gray is fantasy. Is that gray? Oh no, that's the brown. Okay. Yeah.
Fantasy though. I think fantasy might be my best bet.
Okay.
I'm hoping
it's gonna be down here.
Okay.
Alright, our fantasy question. What nemesis of Donald Duck did comic book artist Carl Barks call a loafer, bum, chiseler, and connoisseur of the fast buck?
It's something Gander, I think. I can see him in my head who I'm thinking of. Oh my goodness. Or you know what? Well, loafer of a fast buck, but he wouldn't be a loafer because Scrooge is definitely no loafer. I'm thinking it's that something Gander. Oh, golly. I'm just going to throw out Gregory Gander, and I know I'm wrong.
Gregory Gander is not correct.
Yeah.
Tracy and Adrian, you have a chance to steal.
Who goes first?
You know what? Tracy, you get the word ding. Adrian, you get the word ding. If you can answer it with ding or dang right now.
Ding.
Okay, Adrian.
It's Gladstone.
It is Gladstone Gander.
Yes!
You have half of it.
And I even live in Gladstone. What's wrong with me?
He goes by Gregory, but...
All right, and with that, Adrian, it is now your turn.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got three spaces. So you can either move down to the green, or you can, well, move back up here, but that doesn't do anything for
you. Let's move down.
Okay.
Good choice.
All right, so green, this is our science question.
Oh, boy.
What substance does the female killer whale provide the richest form of?
Holy moly.
You got 5 seconds.
Blubber.
Blubber. Blubber. Blubber. I'm very sorry, but that is incorrect.
I think I can steal
Ding.
It. Oh, well, I didn't get a word.
Ding. Oh.
I Tracy? Said...
Mother's milk.
Milk is the answer.
That's what I was thinking too, but I didn't have a word to buzz in with.
Oh.
All right, well, Tracy is so far winning. She's got 3 pie pieces here.
Can you please burn the science questions? I appreciate it.
And it is her turn again.
I think we're going to lose.
Okay. Well, just go down and up towards the north side.
1, 2, 3, 4. You got. Roll again. You've got 6 now.
Just keep going around.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Pink, you've already got a pink question. So,
are we going to play the cutthroat version where if you miss it, you lose it?
Ooh.
Oh, let's
that
not.
Could be interesting.
for Tracy's pieces, we should.
Yeah, maybe we should. She's killing us.
You know, I'm actually going to go for the harder question this time.
Okay.
Okay, so in this case, again, it is music. So the question is, what are blasters, truzados, and textones?
And that's all I get on that. Blasters? Yeah. What was the second one?
Blasters, cruzados, or it could be cruzados, but cruzados, and textones.
And how's the last word spelled?
T-E-X-T-O-N-E-S.
Wow. Car horns.
That is incorrect. Adrian or Jeremy, do you want to try stealing this?
I want to try. Are they a name of guitar distortion pedals?
They are not.
Okay. Wild guess.
Ooh, that's a good guess, though.
Yeah.
I feel pressure to make a guess now. Are they sound effects?
They are not. They are labeled as rock groups.
Okay.
Again, 1985.
Again, 8 years old.
Again, never heard of a single one of those.
Should I look this up on Wikipedia?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's also validate it that nobody should know that answer.
Yes.
Right. And I work at a classic rock station. I've never even heard of these people.
All right. Well, it is now Jeremy's turn. Hey, you've got 6.
Woo-hoo.
Which way would you like to go?
Let's go to the left, wherever I am.
To the left?
To the left.
You've gone all the way to the left.
What do you want to head north or south?
Okay, I guess it depends upon which way you're facing here. We'll go clockwise.
Clockwise? Okay.
There we go.
And you get a music question now as well.
Oh, boy.
For a pink slice. Oops, grab 2 cards.
Pick the easier one.
Okay. What Cole Porter song's refrain opens while tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy?
Wow, when you said Cole Porter, I had some hope. But okay, we're looking for the name of the song?
Yes, we're looking for the name of the song. What Cole Porter song's refrain opens while tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy.
Wow, I actually do not know this song at all. I'm teed off and there's no one to complain about. Ta-da! There's, I guess it's a golf song. See? Yeah.
I'm afraid not. Adrian or Tracy, do you want to try and steal this one? And this is from the easy cards.
The blue one.
Yeah.
I might know it just because I think it's it has a word that rhymes with it. So ding, I guess.
Okay.
Is it My Heart Belongs to Daddy?
That is correct.
Ooh, nice.
That was not a lot to go on.
No kidding. I'm going to have to look that song up because I don't think I've ever heard that before.
And I've heard it a couple of times, and I think that the word caddy made me think, well, maybe that rhymes. So,
where did we have you? I think we had you right there, Adrian. All right, and it is now your turn. Okay, one. So which direction would you like to go?
Would you like orange?
I'll take orange for the win.
Okay. Oh my. Okay. This is from the World of Leisure. No suits involved. Which won more medals at the 1984 Summer Olympics? Britain or Canada?
Which Olympics?
The 1984 Summer Olympics.
I don't even know why I asked that question because it wasn't going to help me decide.
You got a 50-50 chance though.
Well, I'm going to just... I'm a quarter Canadian, so I'm going to say Canada.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's right.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh, Canada.
Well, since Canada. The 1980 Olympics and the choices had been USA or Russia, that one would have been easy.
Yeah, that would have been an easier question.
Okay. Roll for Tracy now. Six, which direction would you like to go?
I will continue clockwise.
Clockwise, okay. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Orange for you, so World of Leisure as well. Have a new card. Oh my. Okay. How many golf balls did Angelo Spagnolo put into the water at the island 17th hole in June 1985? You get three choices. 7, 17, or 27.
Oh, I'll go with the big number, 27.
You would be correct.
I was worried before the multiple choice part.
Yeah, me too. I was going to say all of them. I want to know is how many clubs got put in the water after 27 balls.
All right, Adrian, your turn.
Adrian,
no, Jeremy, I'm not.
Hey,
Jeremy.
I'm already losing. Let's not make it worse.
Give him a chance, at least. Yeah. My goodness.
Okay, Jeremy, you've got four.
Let's go counterclockwise just to mix it up.
1, 2, 3, 4. You get to roll again.
Woohoo.
And you've got one, so you can either do orange or yellow.
And which one was the which one? The
yellow is people, and orange is the World of Leisure.
Let's try
which apparently means sports.
People. Okay.
Yeah. And what do we have, like one Disney question in this Disney Trivial Pursuit game?
Are you sure this is the Disney set?
Yeah, what in the world?
You know what? Let me read you the fantasy question. You know, this is not for any points, but to ensure you that it is a Disney one. The fantasy question is, what's Mike Fink obligated to eat after the epic keelboat race?
I don't remember if it was it's either a shoe or a hat.
Mike Fink, King of the River.
I don't remember if it was a shoe or his hat.
It was his hat.
I just watched that on Disney Plus like a month ago.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Okay, but so, the people question.
The people question.
For the yellow wedge. Who was president when the British torched the White House in 1814?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it would be a history question. Let's see. 1814. I want to say Andrew Jackson. I don't know if that's going to be right, but I'm going to just say Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson is incorrect.
Ah.
Adrian or Tracy, do you want to steal?
No, I'll pass. No clue.
Okay. I'll try Polk.
Nope. The answer is James Madison.
Oh, okay.
Was he number... He was four?
Let's see.
Because Jefferson was
Washington
three.
Was the first UC. He once shut down a cherry tree. President number two would be John Adams, and then number three...
Thomas Jefferson, I can't remember. Yeah. I can do the states better than I can the presidents, thanks to Animaniacs.
Eric, we went to the same school. Why don't I know that song?
That's an Animaniacs song. It was after we were in school.
Oh, and I work for Warner Brothers, so there's no excuse for me there either. I shouldn't know.
Okay, well, it is now Adrian's turn nonetheless. Five, which direction would you like to go?
I would like to go southeast.
Southeast, okay. One, two, three, four, five. Brown, which is purple? So here is a fantasy question. Since I read that other one just a moment ago, I'm pulling a new card.
Man.
Okay, this one also has nothing to do with Disney. What character on The Honeymooners grew up in Oyster Bay, New York?
What character on The Honeymooners grew up in Oyster Bay, New York?
Yes, sir.
Is the question that you'd like me to answer?
Yes, sir.
Well, you got that part right.
Can you tell I'm stalling? I'll say... Norton.
That is correct. Norton.
Oh, wow.
I said you had a 1 out of 4 chance, Morris.
Yeah.
You already had your purple slot wedge, so this one will just... Oh, I should have given you the hard one.
If you want to do it still, you can.
Okay. Well, we will move on to Tracy. And you've got a 2, so we've got we can either roll again, or you can go to a purple one yourself.
And I do not have a purple wedge yet, do I?
No, you do not.
Let's go with the purple.
Okay. So let me pull yet another card.
I hope you get a Disney question.
Finally, a Disney question.
Hooray!
How many mice in Disney Cinderella are identified by name? 2, 4, or 8?
Well, I can think of 3, so I'm going to go with 4.
4 is incorrect.
Oh.
Ding! Ding! Ding!
Jeremy.
2.
2 is incorrect.
Really?
Wow.
Could it,
so, Adrian.
Could it be 8?
It's not fair.
It yeah, that's 8. Not fair. So I only thought the two boys got names.
There's Josh, there's Gustav, there's Perla. But those are the only 3 I could think of.
I don't even know which one is one.
But you know what, I don't think they're, most of them, you know, aren't mentioned in the film.
Yeah.
There's a lot of comic books that feature those characters though.
Okay. All right, well, we are back to Jeremy now.
Yay! Maybe I can score a point for once.
4. Which direction would you like to go?
Oh, is it really going to matter? I'm going to get it wrong. Let's go south, because I think I'm over on the left of the screen there.
Yep, take your Wittershins over to pink. All righty. Again, this is the world of music.
Oh, boy.
Wow. What folk song exclaims, "Oh Lordy, how they could love"? It was "Oh Lordy," not "Oh Geordie LaForge."
Okay. It is the old classic song, "She May Not Look Like Much, but She's Got It Where It Counts."
I'm afraid not. But seriously, I'm not. My ends are kind of frayed.
Yeah, well, at least you're not a square knot. Oy.
All right, Adrian or Tracy, I believe you both got the pink one as well. You can choose to steal if you would like.
I will pass.
Okay.
I'll guess We Are the World.
No. Although, you know, half of the music questions involved in this game do involve either Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, or Madonna.
1985.
Yeah.
Wow.
The answer to this question was Frankie and Johnny.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Adrian.
85 shouldn't be about Roll Jack again. And Diane.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Okay.
That was just a little ditty.
Adrian, you can either roll again or we can go to yellow for you, which is people.
Go to yellow.
Okay. Again, question from 1985.
I think we're all too young to answer these questions, to be honest.
How many national TV organizations does USA Today list nightly programming for?
1985? I will say 10.
That is incorrect.
There's not a multiple choice for this?
There is not a multiple choice.
Wow.
Because, you know, initially I was thinking of like the three major networks, but you know, this is the time of cable TV, so.
Is it? I'm assuming it's an over, not an under.
It is an over.
18.
That is not correct.
I'm just going to throw in there 6, because I'm thinking like the three major networks and then the three major movie channels on cable.
And that would also be incorrect. The answer is 13.
Oh. How unlucky.
I have no idea. I don't know if maybe TBS and WGN were considered...
They would have been around then, and they were national channels. Mm-hmm. And then
and
PBS.
Probably HBO, PBS, Cinemax, maybe.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think any of the news stations were in existence then.
No, but you could. I don't know. Would you have more than one NBC or ABC station? Since it was USA Today, they might have done West Coast and East Coast.
That's quite possible.
Quite possibly. I don't know.
We'll never know.
Yeah. Let me get out my DeLorean and we'll go back and check.
All right, well, we shall move on. Tracy, your number is 1. So there's yellow or there's green. You do not, or I'm sorry, we had you here on the brown. So either pink, which you've got, or green, which you've already got.
Yeah.
We'll go with more music.
More music. Okay. Actually, no. Oh, yeah. Pink is music. Okay. Mm-hmm. What deep and colorful heavy metal group recorded Neil Diamond's Kentucky Woman?
Deep Purple?
That would be correct.
Nice.
Wow, the question kind of gave it away.
Yeah, they give you a good hint on that one.
All right, Jeremy's turn. 4.
Let's change direction and go north.
Okay. Back to yellow. All right, let me get another card here.
This is another people, I guess, isn't it?
Yep, people. Mm-hmm. I don't know either of those people. Okay. What member of the British royal family sprayed photographers with paint in 1984? That is the year, not the novel.
Well, I can't see Princess Diana doing that, but maybe Prince Charles would. So let's say Prince Charles.
Well, that is incorrect.
Ah.
Adrian or Tracy for the steal?
Could you repeat the question?
What member of the British royal family sprayed photographers with paint in 1984?
I'll say Princess Stephanie.
That is incorrect.
How about Prince Andrew?
That is correct.
Ooh.
Nice job.
Yeah, see, I quit paying attention to the British family when we fought a revolution and got away from them.
You say you want a revolution?
Well, you know,
we all want to change the world. Yeah.
All right.
They just say it's evolution.
Okay, Adrian, 6.
Okay. What are my choices?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 4, 5, 6. So blue, green, orange, or... No, I'm sorry. Purple or orange. No.
That's all the colors in your Fruit Loops.
Do I have a purple yet?
Yes, you do have purple. You are lacking green, blue, and yellow.
Let's do blue.
Blue? Okay. Yeah.
And try to keep me 6 spaces away from everybody else. I'm social distancing.
Okay, so blue is places.
Okay.
What holiday do Spaniards celebrate with cries of Feliz Año Nuevo?
That would be New Year.
That is correct.
Yay!
Yeah, I actually knew that one. How come I know y'all's questions, but I don't know my own? And yes, I'm a Missourian, and we say y'all.
And Tracy, you've got 5. Which direction would you like to go?
Can you get me to a blue or a pink?
Well, you've got blue, and you've got pink.
Oh, I forgot to mark those off.
Yeah, purple is what you need.
Can I get me to a purple?
Let me see. That's 5. Yes, I can.
All right, thank you.
Right,
I literally just asked for you to stay further away from me than that. Whatever.
I'm a rebel.
I'm safely over here.
Okay,
can you put a little face mask on my piece?
Yeah. He's Darth Vader. You got
one. Oh, that's true. I'm already on a ventilator.
Okay, and this one is a Disney question.
Of course it is.
What color is the cape the disguised queen reveals? What color cape is the disguised queen wearing when she offers Snow White a bite?
It's either black or green. I'm going to go with a dark olive green.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Ding! Ding!
Jeremy!
Black!
It is black.
Oh!
I'm on the board! I have
a point! Yay! I knew when the evil queen formed, she wore a black cape, but I was thinking like it was... I was trying to remember.
Kind of a tough one.
But it was a Disney question.
It was a Disney question.
Which is why I was able to get right. I finally have one!
Welcome aboard, Jeremy.
Yay!
All right, Jeremy, you have 2. So you can do orange, or you can do another yellow.
Let's go orange, because I don't think I've done any orange yet.
Orange, okay. All right, and this one is also a Disney question.
Yay!
What ribbony adornments did some early Minnie Mouse hats feature?
Well, I know like an early one, she'd have a little flower in her hat. But that wouldn't be ribbony. But I guess that she would be wearing a bow. A bow would be ribbony, right? So
that is correct. A bow would be ribbony.
Yay!
That is the right answer.
Hooray!
Hooray for Disney questions! Stuff I actually know.
You're 2 for 2.
Woo!
If I can get the wedge to fit in there. There we go. Okay. Right, back to Adrian. 5.
Remind me which pieces I have.
Let's see.
I'm gonna write them down finally.
You have got blue, orange, pink, and purple. So you lack green and yellow. You've got 5.
Can you get me to a green? Can you give me to either of those?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, and green are places. Wait. No, we have to on blue. Okay. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Green is science. My bad. Okay.
Your favorite.
Oh, boy. I'm an artist for a living for a reason.
Yeah.
All right. Your question is, how many sinus cavities are there in the facial bones? 2, 4, or 8?
Well, when you have a sinus infection, it feels like there's about 40. Two, four, or eight. I'm going to say four.
That is not correct.
Ding.
Nuts.
Jeremy?
Two.
That is incorrect.
Really? Wow. Oh, okay. I think I just thought of the other ones.
Now's your chance, Tracy.
I already have a green. Do I already have green?
Yeah, you've got green.
You can show off, though.
Yeah, I could show off by choosing the obvious one. Eight, yes. Yeah.
That's right. And with
brilliant.
That, it is your turn as well. So
I can think of six. It's like your ears, I guess, have a connection to your sinuses, your nostrils, and then your eyes have, you know, your tear ducts.
I think it's talking the cavities, so the empty spaces that fill up with all the gook. There's like two in your forehead. There's two in your forehead, one's under your eyes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Everywhere you get that sinus pressure pain.
Yep.
And, oh.
So I still need an orange and a purple. Is that correct?
You only need a purple.
My goodness.
All right. Would you please move me to a purple? If
I'm
I can get to one.
We rolled a two on you. Your only options are down here or into the center.
Oh, that's true.
I'm afraid he can't do that, Tracy.
All right, I will do the yellow then.
Okay, the yellow.
I made a movie reference and nobody got my stupid
yes.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, again, we're talking
no pod bay doors for me.
Exactly, no pod bay doors.
We are talking 1985. What option is number one in the hearts of North American new car buyers?
Chevrolet.
Now, perhaps I should clarify. What option meaning either factory installed option?
Oh, okay. So 1985. I'm going to go with a cassette player.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Adrian or Jeremy, you can both use a yellow piece.
Okay, so what was the question again?
What option is number one in the hearts of North American new car buyers?
Ding. Air conditioning?
Incorrect. Adrian, do you want to try and steal this one?
Cruise control.
That is correct.
Ooh, look
nice.
At you go.
Dark Lord of the Sith. He knows what he wants.
Now my plan is complete.
My failure is complete.
Okay, Jeremy, your roll. Oh, you got a one. You can either roll again or you can do a green.
Well, I don't have a green yet, do I? So
you do not.
Might as well go for it.
Okay, green. Again, this is the world of science.
Oh, boy. I'm married to science teachers. That doesn't mean I know anything.
What is said to be the badger's only enemy?
No, badger don't care. He doesn't have enemies.
That's the honey badger.
Yeah.
Not the badger.
I'm
also doesn't mention Moldy or Ratty.
For some reason, I'm thinking a snake.
Is that your final answer?
I think so. Yeah. Don't they like fight with snakes or something?
That would be a mongoose.
That would be Ricky Tikki Tavi.
So a snake is incorrect.
Well, darn it.
Adrian, you could certainly still use a green piece. Would you like to try stealing this one?
Sure. Badger's only enemy. Grizzly bear?
Nope. Tracy, do you want to try and get this one?
Another badger?
Nope.
I was going to say self-doubt.
This is the same enemy as Bambi's mother.
Oh, man, then. Okay. Oh. I was thinking of fox, because foxes keep trying to steal their holes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Badgers are mean, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I made another movie reference joke that wasn't any good.
Badgers? Eight? We don't need no stinking badgers.
Yeah. It was a badger in The Fox and the Hound, right? That he
did. I think so.
Yeah.
It was an old codgerly badger.
Yeah.
They're not like that in real life. They're way more dangerous.
Yeah. You're better off with the porcupine.
Yeah.
All right, so Adrian, you rolled a one. We can either go with fantasy or with, I forget what yellow is, people.
I didn't get the yellow piece yet, right?
Oh, you've got it. You've got it.
I have both of those pieces.
Yep.
Fantasy, please.
Okay, and we've got yet another Disney question.
Ta-da! Yes. I think that's my first one.
Which of the seven dwarves plays the organ?
Oh my gosh, that would be Grumpy.
That is correct.
Nice.
Ooh. Do you get something when you answer a question that you've already got the piece?
Respect.
The admiration of your fellow players.
We already respect and admire him. Have you seen his artwork? True. He's awesome.
Oh, you guys are too nice. I just like the part on Snow White when he does the organ and it gets out of control and he has to close all the vents, all the pipes on it with his hands to reset it. Yeah, that's why I remembered it.
I haven't watched that in a while. And the dwarves are the best part of that movie, definitely, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love them.
Okay, so Tracy, you still need the purple. You've got a six.
Can I get to a purple from where I'm at?
You can.
Yes, please.
One, two, three, four, five, six. All right, I need to draw a new card. Okay. What musical treat was the first Disney movie to run more than 2 hours?
What musical treat? Would that be Make My Music?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Ding!
Jeremy.
Mary Poppins?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, I just thought of what it probably is.
Is it Fantasia?
It is Fantasia.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, because Fantasia is longer than 2 hours.
Yeah.
I was thinking of a musical, but yeah. And Fantasia is a treat, yes.
Yes, very much so.
Have you watched it on Disney Plus? It's gorgeous. They've done a beautiful restoration on the HD quality.
Oh, I bet that is pretty.
I haven't watched the whole thing straight through in a long time, because usually I watch it in bits, but I haven't watched it in a very long time.
All right, next roll is for Jeremy. Three.
Well, whichever one is something I ain't got, which is probably either direction, isn't it?
Actually, I believe that is the case. So we can do green, which is sport or science.
All right, let's try to get that science out of the way.
Okay.
Let's try it again. Science. I used to be good at science, but then I had a bad science teacher and it kind of turned sour for me. So. Yeah.
What form of communication sports a name meaning distant writing?
So it's a form of communication that means distance writing.
Distant writing.
Distant writing. I want to say telegraph.
We'll go ahead and give it to you. It's telegraphy.
Oh, well.
Well done.
I realize it had a fuller name. Woohoo, yay! Because, you know, that's the only form of communication that really is like writing over, you know, before the internet, you know. It would be like writing long distance.
Okay, and again, just
to reconfirm. Silence made me nervous, though.
He was being dramatic.
Yeah.
And Adrian, we still need to get you a science question. Okay, six. You want me to try and get you to one?
Please do, I guess.
Let's see.
I ain't no physicist, but I knows what matters.
That's a good movie.
Yes, it is. Very underrated movie.
I hope this is a spinach question. That would be really awesome right now.
I'm afraid it is not. But it is a question that involves Albert Einstein. It's all relative.
Boom.
What part of the house did Albert Einstein usually retire to in putting together his theory of relativity.
What part of the house did Albert Einstein usually retire to?
In putting together his theory of relativity.
I have no clue, so I'll just make a guess. The dining room.
That is incorrect.
Ding.
Jeremy?
His study?
Incorrect.
Worth a shot.
The attic?
That is correct.
Whoa! Ooh,
wow!
That was kind of a guess.
I wanted to hear the story behind this.
Just was trying to think of somewhere nice and secluded.
Yeah.
Anybody's house now would be the answer.
All right, Tracy.
Well, it was told, his mother told him not to try it at home, so he went over to a neighbor.
Five. Okay, so we'll try and find you five within reason. Two, three, four, five. Okay. What kind of bird is Jose Carioca in Disney's The Three Caballeros?
He is a parrot.
That is correct.
Nice job.
By now, possibly a dead parrot.
He has ceased to be!
Join the choir invisible! This is an X! Parrot.
Which reminds me, I need to watch. I've watched one episode so far of that The Legend of Three Caballeros that's on Disney Plus. Have y'all checked that out yet?
No, yeah, I haven't. Yeah.
Ooh, it's fun. I like it.
The first episode's a little slow, but it really picks up some steam, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Huh. It's really cool. I like it. So far, I've only seen the first episode, and I liked it. So.
Okay. So, Jeremy. You get a one, so pink is your color any way you go.
Let's go counterclockwise just to mix it up.
Okay. All right. Your question is, what ballad of Davy Crockett line follows "Raised in the woods so he knew every tree"?
Killed him a bear when he was only three.
That is correct.
Woohoo! Yay, Disney questions! Hey, look, I have three wedges now. All right.
You've got, this is your fourth.
Well, it's my fourth.
Yeah, it is your fourth.
Oh, my goodness. I'm making progress.
You are missing the blue and the yellow.
Blue. No, yellow.
All right, Adrian. We're still trying to track down that science one for you. Five. Want to go to the science?
If I can.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five.
Give him a weird science question. This is 1985.
I don't
Anthony
need your
Michael
help.
Hall.
Yeah.
Kelly LeBrock.
The other guy.
Exactly. Robert Downey Jr. had a small part in that movie.
Yeah, that's right. He was like the bully guy, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, we are talking 1985, but this is slightly related to Disney because it's about Florida.
Okay.
So those of us who have been to Florida, think on this science question. What kind of storm can be expected in southern Florida every day at 3 p.m. in July and August?
What kind of storm can be expected in southern Florida every day in July and August?
At 3 p.m. in the afternoon, as opposed to 3 p.m. in the morning.
Man.
I feel like I'm missing something about this question. A monsoon? I have no clue.
Oh, I'm very sorry. It's not a monsoon storm.
Ding.
Jeremy?
I'm going to say rainstorm.
It is not a rainstorm.
Ding.
Tracy?
Thunderstorm.
A thunderstorm is correct.
Yeah, I was very trying to remember if it thundered when it rained on us when I was there in August. But I remember at 3 o'clock every day.
I've been I've been to Florida twice, and both times it was raining the entire time I was there, so I have, I have no context
to comparison.
Okay, well, now we have Tracy, who's completed all of her wedges. She needs to be able to get back to the center septagon. Sure,
octagon?
We'll call it that. It's got six sides. Yeah.
Sept
is seven.
Yeah.
Hexagon.
Yeah. Hexagon.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll try and get you back into the hexagon with a roll of 1, 2, 3.
We'll just call that the hub, because this is a...
Yeah,
there we go.
Hopefully Lord Vader can affect the dice roll.
6.
So can I go out and back? I will go out and then back in.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I won't do that. Even if we did 1, 2, I can't remember, were we on the purple? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So I'm like one off, right?
Yeah. So is there a particular category?
Oh, let's stick with music.
Okay. All right, music. What Beach Boys hit was used, again, this is 1985. What Beach Boys hit was used for the song Bomb, Bomb, Iran?
Say that again.
What Beach Boys hit was used for the song Bomb, Bomb, Iran?
Barbara Ann.
That is correct.
Bomb, 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 Iran.
We're all going to be singing that now.
Yeah, I got to look that up.
It's not correct.
All right, Adrian, we're still trying to get you to the science category. Got a roll of 3. 1, 2, 3. Put away the card talking about a thunderstorm. Let's get a new one.
Thunderstruck. Do, 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 do.
Is the Nutria a rodent? 50
chance.
50 chance here.
How do you spell it?
Nutria. Or could it that be Niffler? No, Nutria.
N is in Nancy?
Yes.
Nutria. I'll say no.
That is incorrect.
The science of 50-50 chance does not help me.
Now I wonder what kind of rodent that is.
They're large rodents that live in the swamps in the south, I believe.
Uh-huh. You know what? I completely overlooked Jeremy, so he's going to get 2 rolls in a row here.
Oh,
all right.
Look at there. I apologize for that.
Let's just say he answered my question. It's fine.
Okay, Jeremy, you got 2. So you can do science or another music one.
And I've already got both of those, don't I? Let's do music just for giggles.
Okay.
We've had enough science.
What do girls just want to have, according...
What is fun, Alex?
Well, if you'd have let me finish the question. What do girls just want to have, according to Weird Al Yankovic?
Lunch!
That is correct.
Yay!
Okay, and Jeremy, second roll, you got 3. You can do orange or roll again.
Do I have an orange?
Yes, you do.
Well, then let's roll again.
Okay. Which way do you want to roll?
Let's go back to clockwise.
Okay. 6. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Orange or green?
And I've got both of those, don't I?
Or let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Orange.
I guess we'll go for the orange.
Okay.
Because either way, I've already got both, amazingly.
What do comic book collectors pay for a 1942 copy of Donald Duck Finds Pirate Gold? $20, $200, or $2,000?
Oh, man.
I'm going to say $2,000.
This is a very dated set.
And $2,000 is correct.
Hooray!
In 1985.
Yes, and it's probably another zero on that.
Yeah, yeah. They're becoming more and more rare. That's the very first Donald Duck comic book.
Mm.
Nice.
Okay. So we've got Jeremy caught up with two rolls. Back to Adrian with three. Still want to stay with science?
I suppose, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I have a better attitude about it than that. Yes, please.
Okay.
I don't know if this is more torture for me or for everybody that has to watch it.
Or listen to it.
Okay. Oh, and Adrian, knowing you, I think you ought to get this one.
Okay.
What's the organ of equilibrium?
The ear.
That is correct.
Yay!
Yay!
As someone who lost my equilibrium for 3 weeks last year, that was
a good
one. Yeah.
Okay, Tracy, you need to roll at least a three to make it into the hub. A one.
Okay, but that'll get me into the hub, right?
Closer to the hub, yeah.
Oh, I thought I was just
one away. Closer to the hub! Yeah.
Okay, this is Yellow as People. What French king oversaw the building of Versailles Palace? Was it Louis XIV, the 15th, or the 16th?
Oversaw the building? I'm going to go with the earliest one, 14th.
That is correct.
Woohoo!
I was pretty sure his name was Louis.
Yeah.
All right, Louis. Jeremy, you can do one. You can do either yellow, which you need, or purple, which you do not, or which you do have.
Well, then let's go with the one I don't have.
Okay. Yellow. People, how many hours a day do California state law require each Mouseketeer to spend in class?
And I've probably heard this before. I want to say at least 4 hours. Let's go with four.
That is correct.
Woohoo!
Nice job.
So that just leaves you needing your blue wedge.
Which category is blue?
Blue is places.
Places, and that's, yeah, geography. I'm going to be aces at that one, I tell you.
Okay, Adrian, you only need one to make it into the hub. That's five.
Can so we be done?
Backtrack. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, Adrian has made it into the hub.
I know what's coming next, and I'm not prepared.
Okay, so
we get to pick a category for him.
Yeah, Tracy and Jeremy decide on a category.
Are we going to do science or leisure?
I think we've got to go with the science because we know he struggles with that. Sorry, buddy, but we got to do it to you.
We're awful.
Yeah.
Lord Vader never forgets.
You were a bad father anyway. You were never there.
Okay. To be fair, I didn't know you were alive.
Well, if you'd have known we were alive, you would have killed us because we'd have been a threat.
Good point.
Okay, your science question. Which runs faster, a greyhound or a hyena?
Oh, my goodness.
And this is pre-Lion King.
I'm going to say greyhound.
That is incorrect.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
It is a hyena.
I heard the audience in the background groaning when I got that wrong, by the way.
Okay, Tracy, you need at least two to make it into the center.
Yeah.
Six, and we can backtrack.
Okay.
So one, two, three, four, five, six.
Woohoo!
Okay, so Tracy, or Adrian and Jeremy, what category are you going to give Tracy?
I don't know what she's been struggling with. she knows all the answers.
She's good at everything. Let's...
Leisure sounds weird. Should we go with leisure?
Yeah, that's okay with me. I think. Okay. Yeah, let's try leisure.
That was the tricky one. I thought also it was leisure. So.
Okay, leisure. What hard-hitting field sport resulted in the deaths of 18 players in the U.S. in 1905?
Okay, say that again.
What hard-hitting field sport resulted in the deaths of 18 players in the U.S. in 1905?
I'm going to go with football.
That is correct. Tracy, you
are really violent to start with.
1985 Yay! Disney Trivial Pursuit.
That wasn't all in one game, I hope. That's a lot of people that die in one game. At some point, you have to say, forget it, you win the game, you know. I don't need another
I believe that was when they were still using leather helmets.
Any
helmets.
Yeah. I was thinking, did we play rugby at the time or something? Because, woo! Yeah.
No, but there were a lot of things that you're not allowed to do now.
Yeah.
Well,
that was before there was a lot of passing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in 1985 it still wasn't a law that you had to wear a seatbelt in a car. So,
yeah.
Things change over time.
Yep. You didn't need a seatbelt. You had your mom's arm. Either that or you were riding in the back window of the car.
Yeah. Yep. Been there, done that.
Making signals to all the drivers trying to get them to honk. They'd honk, then your dad wouldn't know what's going on. Your dad gives him the finger, and next thing you know, the truck's running off the road.
This sounds like the voice of experience talking here.
Actually, I think I got that from Bill Engvall.
Well, should we try it? Since we didn't get too many, do we want to try just a couple of Disney questions?
We've actually run for our allotted time, so we'll have to call it a day for this fun time. But, you know, we got to do this again. This is fun, and we'll, you know, have maybe different players next time, and, you know, just keep playing different type of trivia games while we're all locked in our homes, staring at the outside world and wishing we were allowed in it.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes, thank you, Jeremy. Really appreciate it.
Well, and thank you, Eric, for his idea. We'll give him the
thank
credit.
Thank you, Eric.
Congratulations, Stacey.
Thank you for providing the incredibly difficult trivia game.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Well, next time we can break out a Star Wars trivia, because both Eric and I both have a Star Wars trivia game, except mine is a DVD one, so it would be kind of weird to adapt. But we can just do the questions. I've only gotten to play it once because my wife doesn't want to play with me anymore on the Star Wars Trivial Pursuit because I won. And it was like some really random stuff that I knew the name of Sice Noodles, and then there was even a knowing that what's her name from Pirates of the Caribbean had a small bit part
She wasn't a bit part, she was one of the handmaidens.
Well, yeah, well, but she didn't have any lines, so it's
that's
she's a bit of background. Which reminds me, actually, I was watching The Rocketeer on Disney Plus. It's like, you were just part of the scenery. And that's the kind of something gets Cliff Secord in trouble. So, but anyways, let's hit the wrap.
All right, thanks again, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page, our shop,
our contact page, where you can easily send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
You can also find our Neverlanders page, where you can find out how to become an official Lost Boy or Pixie, because girls are too clever to get lost.
Become a real Neverlander.
Please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPCast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support to keep the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/NeverlandPodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Blue Band Productions, and a very special thanks to Yeehaw Bob Jackson at yeehawbob.com for our new ending music.
God bless!
Yeah! Hello, everybody, this is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, it's true. Neverland Podcast, we love you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.